Just about 19 minutes past 8 o'clock, Jeff Seifert joined in the studio now by a couple of representatives from University of Alaska Southeast. We've got Bob Love and Michelle Wheeler in the studio with us this morning, and new school year at UAS.
That's correct. It's upon us. Ready or not, here they come.
So what exactly does that mean? What can we look forward to in the new school year?
Well, we've got a lot of classes. Things are revving up. Of course, we've been revving up since January 4th. The staff has been working and getting things going for registration, getting everything going for classes. So the first official day of instruction is this next Tuesday, January 17th. So don't come on Monday. The doors will be closed. It's Tuesday the 17th.
Martin Luther King Day and all.
Yes.
So what kinds of new things are happening at the university right now?
Well, we have a lot of events going on, and January and February are very busy. Of course, with instruction happening the 17th, we also do a major thing we've done for years, but now they've decided to move it back. It's called College Goals Sunday, and that's going to be February 12th, and we work in collaboration with the high schools. Sitka High is where we host it. And it's to bring parents and students together to go over their free application for federal student aid forms and walk them through the process. And the colleges have decided it makes sense to do this later. We've usually done it at the end of January, but with your tax reports and all that stuff is backed up. So that's one of the major things to look forward to. We have the World of Work Career Fair, February 15th and 16th. That will be here in Sitka. And February 25th, February is Career and Technical Education Month, and we're doing an open house. So we're doing some work with Mount Edgecombe as well as open to the public, and that will be, we'll have a lot more advertising on that and in the paper and the radio and that, and that'll be forthcoming. And then the students' favorite part is spring break, March 12th through the 16th, and that's students only. Us staff have to sit over there, and we do get the Friday off, but they make us stay over there and do some work. And then May 4th is our graduation date. So those are kind of the semester big things that will be happening. And then I think Michelle can talk about maybe some of the new building projects and what we're up to there.
Yeah, some neat stuff happening at the college. Michelle, what's going on?
Yep, we're starting the second stage of our renovation with our Title III fund. So we're going to be moving upstairs and really enhancing our student services to better serve our students with updating our Learning Resource Center, and we're going to be increasing the size of advising, working on serving students with the career counseling and stuff like that. So we're going to really be expanding our services to students upstairs soon. And then also there's a couple other renovation projects. We're going to be building a pretty good event size room too, so people can start looking to, if they have big events, they can come out to the college and host them out there. And so it's going to be pretty exciting. We're just finishing it up, and the renovation's been great so far, and we're just really excited about what's going to be happening here in the future.
A lot of banging and hammering going on right now.
There's going to be later on, but it's not going to affect us.
It's about March, because it's upstairs. It's in that existing hangar upstairs, so a lot of it's just going to be made within that area. So that'll be nice. So it won't be too crazy, but there'll still be a lot of movement. And they're predicting will be, they say August for the final completion date. Well, you know how that goes. But anyway, to be continued. But anyway, we're looking at a window of about 5 to 6 months there where they'll be working on that.
Well, in today's economy, I'm sure a lot of parents of students, if not students themselves, are thinking about getting their prerequisites out of the way locally before they move on to some sort of college. And how are you guys set up for that?
We do have a dual enrollment program that we do in conjunction with Mount Edgecombe and also Sitka High School and Pacific High School. So if parents are interested or the children are interested, they can talk with one of the counselors at the school, and they'll talk over the different possibilities, look at the best thing, and then they also can work with one of our advisors. Marilyn DeRocher really handles dual enrollment. But start with the high school and find out the different possibilities. And students can sometimes get a good load of credits off before they really enter college. So we offer math, English, a lot of general education, which are very transferable to other schools.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that to get into college these days, what you learn in high school isn't enough anymore. And you end up spending more money once you get to college because of the prerequisites that are required. So you actually take high school students into the college and get them all set up for.
We do.
Okay. But the college offers so much more than that. Yeah, I mean, you guys offer actual degree programs too, right?
We do degree and non-degree. So if someone wants to pursue a degree, either here locally, distance, or transfer off to another school, we can help them with all that. Or people just interested in doing classes just for personal enjoyment, we also handle all that. You know, we have a wide variety of different courses. We still have spring courses still open right now, which serves all those different needs. Some different courses that we do have open. We have art classes with Liz Acker. We have ceramics and printmaking still have openings right now. We're doing American Sign Language. We also are, if you're interested in health information systems, which is a great job market to go into, we actually have medical terminology, which is one of the major courses that you need for that program, still available right now. So, and just a lot of couples still general education are still out there. We have psychology, math, English. And if you're just looking forward to, you know, getting a better you, we still have a lot of PE classes open, Zumba, fitness training, golf, aquatic aerobics. So we just have a wide variety of different courses out there. And if you check out the Sitka Sentinel, last night we had a list of some of the courses we still have open for on-campus and e-learning. And it's also going to be put in tonight, too, so you can check it out tonight. And just feel free to give us a call. Or stop by the college, and we'll help you out and help you figure out your goals that you want to achieve and get you enrolled.
What is involved when somebody goes over there to the college? You know, it can be a daunting thought for somebody to you know. Well, I'm 50, and the thought of ever going back to college is kind of scary to somebody, maybe my age or younger or whatever. So. What can they expect when they come to the University of Alaska Southeast, and what kind of a process is it?
Expect great service. We recognize that everyone is at different stages in their life and different goals, and we recognize that someone may be a traditional student but may not be. We serve a lot of non-traditional. So what we do in the advising center right now is really sit down with someone, you know, kind of talk about them, what's going on in their life, and figure out some of their interests. You know, one thing I always try to do is, what's something that really interests you? If you just want to try out, we'll just do one or two classes right now, but what's something that interests you? So, you know, help you keep motivated when, you know, sometimes multiple things keep going on, and helping them kind of figure out what different goals that they want. And, you know, we know that everyone has different circumstances, and we're there. If something comes up, or you're just not sure, contact us anytime, and we'll give you different resources to help you be successful in your goals.
One of the hot careers that's been out there in the last couple of years has been nursing, and the university has a. Are you still involved with Weber State as far as?
No, we've actually changed that. We were involved with Weber, but currently all the nursing programs grow through UAA in Anchorage, but they have what they call cohorts. So Sitka has their own registered nurse program, so the students go through the process at UAA and then they're selected, and the training actually happens in Sitka via video conference and clinicals with Search and Sitka Community Hospital, and they have a certified UAA instructor on campus that teaches. So we do this in all the three major Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka campuses, as well as we're in about 14 different sites.
Is that still a hot career?
It is. And the other one I mentioned is health information management. Coding
and stuff like that.
Coding. Yeah, that's they huge. Just switched all the coding to a new level, and we're one of the premier schools that's doing that. It's a completely distance course, so you don't need to even step on campus. So people can still work during the day, take one or two classes, and work towards achieving that goal. And it's a good career and good moneymaker.
Yeah. You can actually, I know in some places you can actually contract yourself out and do coding from home if you want to do that. So if you have kids or something like that. Well, so what should people know about what's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks? How do they get involved with the college?
Well, first thing is, if you're interested in taking some courses, give us a call at 747-7700. It's our main number, and just say that you're interested in enrolling at the course, and they'll get you in touch with one of our academic advisors. And we can work, if you can't make it in, we'll work with you over the phone. And, you know, just help you choose different courses and get you enrolled and, you know, take you through the process of, you know, what's after getting you enrolled, take you through the process of how to log in, how to get your books and all that. So we'll just, if you're interested, give us a call and we'll talk about the different possibilities. And
you also help with the financial end of things, getting loans and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how is the state set up nowadays for student loans? Is Alaska set up pretty well for that?
We do. A lot of it, we deal a lot with the federal government now. Last couple of years, they got away from using privatized lenders, so everything goes through the federal government for loans.
Okay.
With that, but it's usually great interest rates and everything else. A person, if they want financial aid, they need to apply to the college first, and then they have to fulfill a few different requirements of doing your FAFSA, which is that free application of federal financial aid. Sometimes you have to give them a little bit extra documentation. And then what happens is they'll analyze what you can get based on your income and a lot of your different life circumstances in that, and they'll determine if you're eligible for grants, what type of loans you can get, things like that.
And just a little icing on the cake, Bob, I understand you're going to be cooking barbecue for folks here.
We're looking at February 25th for the open house. That's our career and tech day, so we'll be advertising that.
All right. What's on the menu?
Well, I know we're going to have hot dogs. I'm not sure about the rest of it, so they haven't really let me know exactly what's going on. It's all
you just show up when they say.
Yeah, they just tell me, and I get the spatula out and go for it.
So. Gotcha. Sounds like fun. Well, just a huge menu of things for people to dive into, whether it's fun or for learning. And thank you very much for coming in, and good luck with the new school year.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.